Blog Talk Radio.
How are you today? Enjoying this nice weather? And I'd like to wish all those who are in the military and, those who have served, remember those who served and gave their lives at some Memorial Day. Well, as a veteran, it's a kind of special day for me. I understand what it is to serve the country and to make sure that we keep the freedoms that we have. Today's lesson is on the 8th chapter of Acts, the building. That's how it is, conversion. Now, conversion is defined as a spiritual change, synchronous rites. Conversion change, many different types of conversions. But for this episode, it's spiritual. As we go to chapter 8 and chapter 9, actually, let me set the story. Of the after Christ resurrection, in a sense, the church was growing. Many people had changed. Many people going away from sin to righteousness. And so this is a threat to the powers of people. It's always converted, be converted. Now, we go to toward the end of chapter 7, the stoning of Stephen. So Stephen was doing it as a straw witness for the Lord. And he didn't like what he said. So Stephen called them out, and they were hard-headed. So they didn't want to kill Jesus. They were hard-headed and stubborn. And they raised their hand against the stone. Stoned him to death, and Saul approved his killing. Well, Saul went around the first church, went he was going out around the young men and women, and letting them off, put them in prison. But still, the church was growing. But all these lessons were going to be in charge to touch upon Philip, which is in Samaria. One thing so is that Philip is good. Now, Saul was still bringing threats, but he was still going around rounding up people of the way, as they called it then. And he got letters from the high priest. He was living around the front. But on his way to Jerusalem, he had a meeting with God. They had a light flash from heaven. They called the ground to the further force. Go to verse 4, chapter 9. It says, Saul, why does he say, who are you, Lord? I find it strange, the way he asked, who are you, Lord? He said, he knew it was true. The reply to the man, Jesus, the first Conversion is an interchange done by the Holy Spirit. Okay, we look at Paul's conversion. It's, you know, what happened to him was something dramatic. So maybe something would have dramatic event that happened in their lives. In my own life, it wasn't dramatic, but what it was, I went to a conference. So I was in the military at the time. So I went to a conference. So I my own place. So I was college. My college. And I went to the conference. For 3 days I heard about Jesus Christ. And no Jesus Christ was safe. When I was like, okay. No God, Jesus Christ, on a personal level. I had never heard that before. And I listened to Natalie, I took everything and said, I remember I had a ton of questions. And then when I returned to the base, I saw the difference between people there who were happy. Genuinely happy of God, of Christ, and my everyday life. And it was like a bucket of cold ice water. But still, I resisted for a week. That was not happy on conviction. And then finally, I was tired, frustrated. Finally, I asked, just prayed to God for my training. I said, hey, next day I felt like the first. And this is what happened to Paul. Paul was the person. He changed from bad, breaking threat to persecuted church. Maybe, he approved the killing of Stephen. I don't know if anybody was killed or if it was something. Absolutely. But here's a man filled with hate of the gospel. He's a man that boldly preached in Damascus. And after Friday, he sent Lucifer. And they sent Tarsus, as his name, Tarsus, another thing. Now, many didn't believe the first, but one of those took him, took him under his wing, and discipled him for him. Not turning over the leaf. betrayal or living away from the captives is actually something that God does. It's an energy God gives people inside. No, I realize I couldn't change myself about it all. And you know, I can only thing I'd do is pull out of God. One of the another thing about conversion, you know, everybody's conversion is different. You know, like I've been told about it, my conversion was, but I've heard a lot of different stories, one day God got a hold of me. Others had to go through really trying circumstances and understand they couldn't go the way they were. So I went out of this place. One aside from my conversion, I aimed this particularly at particularly in France. Now you might even know conversion therapy, or even gay, and a whole host of people being my conversion therapy. In other words, they want to take the conversion therapy, they want to make something that you have. God doesn't take something that whatever you have done, to things that please God. God uses whatever you have, his joy, whatever skill, talent that you have, use it for his glory. Help others. Don't bring more to God. Another thing about conversion is when you convert, it's a process. As Barnabas sticks all under his weight. As you go further, perhaps, Saul, the disciples, and they many people who are hard. One of my favorite people with him is Matt William Penn. He was converted, he believed, and as a man who stood in the face of death, they're getting into a set them to camp. I think it was 15, 16, 17. And they wanted to get into the camp, and they did not attend. Why did he do what he believed? Well, God did it for a mistake. There have been many people who have changed my direction. Of the apostles, only John died in that death, but that was a martyr. The cross, David, murder, sword, all the other sons, martyr. But it goes to show you how God person. God can change the most hard heart. Tough, hard heart. All of this. All right, believe what? David asked, you know, Stephen, you know, the fallen thing about Stephen, you know, the wife. I say, I don't know. I think we also the fact here's somebody polar opposite of what he believed prior to his conversion. And saw someone who go all the way if he even had met them. All of the same type of person. He suffered many plants. I think he waited for him. And I got to be most likely I would have ever met or interacted with. I didn't know anybody who gay was. I sure really didn't know anybody who was playing. Now I've got a whole bunch of wonderful people. Talented, skilled, and pray with that player. Come to Jesus just to save him. And I just thank God for that. I mentioned earlier, burden, I'm trying to please bring change into your life. Your life is come from inside. I mentioned earlier, I can change. No matter how hard I try to. And I've seen many people all walking down with alcohol, with drugs, anger. I've seen people coming to the church high or drunk or anything. And then they're in the church, so it's not. And I've seen the difference in people fly, that's how they change. So many doors to go on, doors to life, all changes of many lives, blessed and touched by his ministry. The conversion was, it wasn't a inverted, it's not a halfway thing. You know, not a halfway thing. And I think the difference with being converted from being Christian is the fact that it's nothing that I did, something God did. You know, I thank God for that every day. God changed the life. And he loved that law. He loved that law. He loved that law. What race you are. What are you rich in for? Whatever your political association is. You know, that doesn't matter. God loves everything. He can change that. Bit of man, changed him. He changed himself as a child. And he lived with me for changing my life long, almost physically. And I see many countless lives changed. But consider not converting to another religion. God just changed it in the inside. So the person that the person for that. So loving and caring, helping them and whatever your ministry might be. Now speaking to those law, Christian, and whatever the more. And it just started this thing push. The one who got asked me to play them. So they have talents and skills. And it's huge. It's growing. So I encourage you to be reasonable. You can see 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. The same thing. So it's all this spread, this shame. I think I mentioned previously the Book of Acts is one of my favorite books. Well, it took me 3 years to understand. So why I didn't understand, I don't know. I'm not going down. Now it's one of my favorite books. I look at that. A person like Saul, it's changed. It's a lot of excitement. God can change a little bit. It's 22 hours. God can change. God knows. That's very good. Seek him out. Don't turn him away from past hurts or some things who have said how to succeed in art. That's not God. How God called you. Don't turn him away. Right now. Gentlemen. I explained it to you. You're the big consider. God's ask him.